This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Jealousy and envy. That's what Paul said. You people are jealous of one another. You're envious of one another. Here's what I found about jealousy. The Bible says jealousy arouses fury. You know what fury means? When you lose it. And envy, the Bible says, rots the bones. I think it's referring to physical dehydration, that there's physical byproducts that happen. There's a response physically to jealousy and envy. Jealousy arouses fury, but envy rots the bones. And that was a problem going on at the church at Corinth. I want to suggest the lawsuits could be indirectly a result of their jealousy and envy of one another. I think it's obvious. Let's bring up the fifth one. Paul said they had an argumentative spirit. Some of you have never heard what I'm going to say right now, but I really believe this. Behind every preacher is a spirit. Behind every teacher is a spirit. Behind every church is a spirit. Behind every family is a spirit. And you say, what do you mean by that? That sounds a little hocus pocus. It sounds a little weird, a little off the wall. It simply means this. Everything in our culture is spirit driven. Would you listen to that again? Everything in our society is spirit driven. There are places, there are families, there are churches that have an argumentative spirit, where people argue all the time. There's conflict all the time. And I call it a spirit of an argumentative spirit. And Paul said that was what was happening at the church at Corinth. They were divided. They had divided loyalties. They were proud. They were jealous and envy. It's a logical progression that they would then have an argumentative spirit. I want to spend the rest of my time on the last one and on a closing illustration. The last one was the problem we discussed recently, immorality. Immorality in a person's life has a ripple effect. It causes other problems. And people don't even connect it. You know, they don't even connect the dots, but their immorality in a person will cause other problems within a family, within a company, within a business, within a church, and it impacts other people. And I shared this in the first service because this may be the most important thing I'm going to share today. I believe that there is nothing that you can do that God will not forgive. And by the way, if you're a man or a woman here today and you say, well, Randy, you don't know what I've done. God couldn't possibly forgive my sin. Then that is a form of spiritual arrogance. Do you know why? To say that I've sinned in such a way and God couldn't forgive me is to say that the blood of Christ is inadequate to cover my sin. It could cover everybody else's, but not mine. The blood of Christ, the Bible says, cleanses from all sin. And if your sin is under the blood of Christ, it's covered. But here's the point I want to give you. There are consequences to forgiven sin. It's an old illustration. I use it all the time, but good story carries its own weight. I have a friend from high school driving under the influence of alcohol 30 years ago. His friend in the car loses a leg in the accident. I believe the Lord forgave my friend, and the person that this happened to has forgiven him. But listen to this. There's no amount of grief or repentance that will ever bring that leg back. It's gone. And it doesn't matter how much he repents. It doesn't matter how many times he says, I'm sorry, and God forgive me. God forgave him for that a long time ago, but he still has to live with the consequences of what he set in motion. And that's my point. Don't sin simply because you know the Lord will forgive you. One reason not to sin is because we still have to live with the consequences of forgiven sin.
Well, let me make a summary statement about this message. Sometimes the problem isn't the problem. Have you discovered that in your own life? I have. What we identify as the problem isn't the problem. There's something deeper. This message from 1 Corinthians speaks to that issue. God bless you. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.